let me tell you about our new sponsor, Wingman VIP. It's the hottest app on the market, providing mobile concierge service nationwide. With the press of a button, you can experience a VIP rockstar lifestyle. VIP experiences from sightseeing to concerts to business networks are now available safely and stress-free right at your fingertips. Now recruiting wingmen nationwide, so visit wingmanvip.com, download the app, and sign up today. In addition to the Rockstar VIP, you can use them for anything you don't want to do alone or need help with. If you're traveling in a new city, Wingman VIP can show you all the local spots, or they can help your grandma shop for groceries. That's pretty nice. Grandma! They also have a contract to be the transportation for the NFL players, the NFFC, that's the National Fantasy Football Convention, in Los Angeles this summer. So if you're in LA and want to hang out with some NFL players, here's an opportunity. So visit wingmanvip.com, download the app, and sign up today.
Yeah, you already know. Come on. You know what time it is. Hey, yo, I represent Queens.
Please let them know. Live from the 718.
We back. Temporarily.
Temporarily. Joel, live from the 718.
Queens, stand up. Woo. I missed you, Queens.
You back? What's up?
I'm back, man. Just for a quick stop in. My sister's graduating from NYU.
Shout out to NYU.
Shout out to all the graduates. And yeah, I'm here for a little bit, so I definitely had to stop in and do a quick one.
Are you jet lagged?
Yesterday I was. Today I feel okay, but I'm sure in about a couple hours, I'll be tired.
What time is it right now?
Right now, they're 7 hours ahead, so 1 o'clock. Yeah, it's 8 o'clock.
All
right. So it's like right now, I don't know what I'd be doing.
I should be going out.
But let me tell you, man, in my 33 years of age, going out is not what it used to be.
Is your girl keeping you like healthy out there, going out and doing stuff?
Yeah, you know, it's a fine balance. You know, but sometimes, you know, let's say I work out, I'm like, let me take a shower and let me just put on some comfortable clothes. I'd be like, damn.
Don't want to go out.
I just want to cuddle. But no, we go out. Lifestyle, nightlife in Kenya is fun. A lot of drinking. I don't drink as much as I used to. But
yeah.
A lot of people, they throw them back.
What's the, is it usually beer or is it actually like a liquor that's usually what they
your preference? A little bit of both. Like you'll go by and you'll see a table with a bottle.
Yeah.
And sometimes you see a table of ladies with a bottle. Women drink a lot. But their beer, their national beer is called Tusker and it's not that tasty. Sorry guys. still looking for you guys as a sponsor, but their other beer, White Cap, is cool. But, you know, I just try to limit it, man. And also, you know. The tummy doesn't go down as quick as before, so yeah. I try to limit it to like a 2 beer minimum.
That's good. That's kind of what everybody's doing these days. Is just nice going out, but not going over.
No,
overboard.
No.
Ah, shit, man! It's been so long since we've done this, so I'm a little out of rhythm.
No, it's all good, man. We're just gonna do a quick freestyle.
I got
a lot to say.
Why don't you hit us up? What do you want to talk about? It's your world. This is your platform.
The first thing I want to talk about is after being here for 2 days, I can understand why Americans are so fat. yesterday, I had pizza for lunch, and then I had Chinese food for dinner. And then before I came here, I had a bagel with egg salad on it with iced coffee.
Mad mayo.
Oh, mad mayo. I was like, he stopped. I was like, I looked at him and then he just kept freaking out. But like, you know, not that I eat well in Kenya, but like, I guess living with you, you would know this from because, you know, you are the vet now. Because now we're what? Five months, 3 days, 16 hours, 23 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even thinking about it right now.
27, 28 seconds. But like, you know, when you live with your girl or your partner, you guys probably, you know, you take care of each other, cook, you eat well. So it's the same deal with me.
We actually started about 9 weeks ago, maybe even, I think we're on our 10th week now. So my fiance and I decided we were completely out of shape and super, super not motivated to do anything. So with the wedding coming up, we decided to start doing our wedding boot camp. And she purchased this online nutrition pack.
And she's been following it like a T. I've been cooking. We've been cooking together to eat a little bit healthier. And then I ramped up my workout to the point where I'm waking up at like 5 a.m. two or three times a week, and then training on the weekends as well to kind of get into shape. I lost about 10 pounds as of right now, so I lost about a pound a week. Wow. I think I gained a little bit because I've slacked off in the last 2 weeks with just life has been kind of crazy. But it's been good in the sense of getting back into feeling better about fitting into my clothes.
Well, I must say, Papa, you're looking sexy. I walked in, I took a step back, and then I walked back in again.
Gave the whole look.
No, but no, man. I mean, for those of you, for those who follow you on Snapchat.
Yeah, you can hit me up at Rye Peso. That's R-Y-E-P-E-S-O. Everything Rye Peso.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the dedication, I seriously, it's motivated me. I got myself a trainer out there also. Shout out to James, who's never going to listen to this podcast. But, you know, it's a bit easier on the pockets training in Kenya. Yeah. And it's a different type of workout because for me before I was just kind of lifting and doing some sort of cardio. And I like someone screaming at me, making me do burpees and push-ups. I mean, we did suicides the other day. I haven't done a suicide since high school. I thought I was
tearing ACL as you're like.
I thought I was going to die. I was like, yo, he was like, it's supposed to be like some sets, like staggered sets five times. And after like one, I was like, yo, son, I'm going to die. He was like, you're supposed to run, not jog. I'm like, shut up, James.
Well, I got to say, you're looking good too, man. You're looking, man. Slim.
Trying. Yeah.
Looking younger.
Trying to keep on the youth.
Find the youth.
But no, it's good to be back, man. It's good to see you. You know, New York, you know, Nairobi's a great city. And I've lived and been to many great cities. You know, been to Rio, lived in Rio for a bit. But there's nothing like New York City, man. Nothing.
So you literally are the global citizen. You've lived in Brazil. You've lived in Haiti. You've lived in
Mali,
Congo.
Yeah. And now Nairobi.
So which out of all of those places would you see yourself like liking the most? I mean, Haiti was a little different because you were in a different part of Haiti, not like where you're
from. Yeah, I
was
in Port-au-Prince. I was in the boondocks. you know, it's all about what the time you are, like where you are in your life. So in Rio, I was young and single. Earmuffs. It was great. It was so great. Nairobi, it's different. You know, it's the first time I'm like living with someone, my girlfriend.
Right.
And we live a normal life. I mean, we do a lot of interesting things, but you know, we get up, we go to work, mm-hmm. we go to the supermarket. It's just in this different context.
Yep.
And if I had to choose one, I mean, I guess I would choose New York, but I always want to be flexible. I always want to be able to be like,
if we eliminate New York because this is home base,
yeah.
Like, where would you see yourself if after, and it could be a place you've never lived before,
yeah.
but Kenya, Congo.
The thing about living in Africa, man, I'm just far away from my family. It's great, but you know, it's tough sometimes. But you know, for the type of things that I do, I tend to travel a lot. So hopefully, you know, I'm accumulating miles. But I guess I think that somewhere in the Caribbean. I definitely see Haiti in the cards again one day. But it's all about them pockets, man.
Well, right now, the Caribbean's a little scary because of the Zika virus.
But there's like something scary everywhere. Like, yeah. You know, and you know,
it's actually causing Vanessa and I to figure out where we want to do our honeymoon because she wants to actually go to South Africa mm-hmm. as a location. And I mean, it looks beautiful. I wanted to be on a beach. I wanted to be, and not to say that there's no beaches out in South Africa.
Oh, they're beautiful beaches.
They're beautiful beaches.
Africa.
I've seen it. I was thinking more like, what do you call it?
Bahamas?
Not Bahamas.
Maldives?
Yes, the Maldives.
I mean, Maldives and South Africa are both pretty good. Yeah. Contestants, we're going. My girlfriend and I, we're going to South Africa right after your wedding. Actually,
oh, we're
Coming, and then from there, we're going NYC Joburg.
Is it? Do you know if that's like a good time of the year to go there?
Well, we don't care because we went on Flight Hack and found extremely cheap tickets, so it could be snowing for all I care. I actually don't know, but South Africa is massive, and we're flying into Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try and travel around from there.
All right.
But I'll Google and let you know.
Yeah, man, you got to let me know. So the funny thing is that we have yet to finalize a destination for a honeymoon, and I feel as though we really need to get going on that. But I think we're not even going to get going until February of next year.
Yeah, you're gonna wait before, you're not gonna go right after from the wedding.
You know, we're getting married at the end of October, and then we're right into the holiday season, and I'm gonna take 2 weeks off for the wedding. I don't feel like I could take another 2 weeks
off. Yeah. So how's it gonna work? Like, you guys get married on a Thursday, and you go back to work on Monday?
No, we're getting married on a Friday. Fuck no, I'm not going to work on Monday. I'm taking
check your emails and shit.
I'm taking the week of my wedding off.
Yeah.
And the week after off, just to kind of, you know, settle into married life, I guess.
Baby make.
Maybe. I just don't want to have to think about that. Like, I just would rather, you know, enjoy my time being married and being with my wife and seeing what, you know, we could do during that week to just relax and then kind of get back on the grind after that.
Yeah.
No, I have no intentions of going back to work that Monday.
No, I feel you shouldn't do that. Quick, changing subjects real quick. I mean, we probably should save this for a potential 4-point play.
Okay.
But being away, you know, it's been hard to watch the playoffs.
Yeah.
But I've been catching it and really kind of staying away from New York Knicks stuff because they just pissed me off. But, you know, I'm staying with the parents while I'm here. And my mother loves lives with Kelly and Mike Strahan, who left.
Yeah.
Good job, Mike. I heard 20 mil from Good Morning America. Do it. Sorry, Kelly. And who was their guest? Fucking Carmelo Anthony, man. I just was so mad just to see him there. I'm like, what do you have to say?
How was he?
I didn't watch it. I'm like, I don't care what you have to say. Like, you know, I'm just tired. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, of seeing him. And it's nothing against him. He's getting paid. But, like, you just represent, like, complacency.
Well, he said that he's going to stick with the New York Knicks for another season.
Of course. He's never going to leave. He's at the Met Gala. He can't do that in Indiana.
Lala,
she's on some. Is she on that nutrition plan? Your wife?
I have no idea.
She's looking pretty good.
Yeah,
Airbrush would do a lot for you though.
She's loving New York City, man. I think she holds the cards. I don't think Melo's leaving New York, or if anything, he's gonna have to go to LA. Those are the only two markets.
Then go to LA. Go. Give us some picks. Give us some young guys.
You saw DeMar. DeRozan has said that he would prefer to go to Lakers.
I mean, he should go. He's not worth a max contract. He should go. Do whatever. Just don't come to the Knicks.
We're going to have Kurt Rambis as our coach. I'm so sad.
Yeah, I'm a New Yorker, and I love the Knicks. Well, not these Knicks, but I love, like, what they represent to me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I were a flip-flopper, I would stop being a Knicks fan. It's just not going to happen, but I don't plan on watching much of...
Well, have you caught any of the NBA playoffs?
Yeah. Well, so for me, I'm 7 hours ahead of time, so it's a lot of highlights. I watch Inside the NBA on YouTube. I usually catch any type of West Coast game. Mm-hmm. I catch the fourth quarter.
Okay.
When I wake up in the after working out in the morning. And on the weekends.
Did you catch? Oh, you were probably flying, but the Spurs Warrior.
No.
Spurs.
So I landed. I got home and I just watched the follow up.
Yeah.
And then I saw, I mean, you know, okay, I just saw that. Yeah.
And just, whew.
I mean, well, you know, we should save this for another pod, but
right.
I think OKC is dangerous. I wouldn't take them lightly at all.
Mel would love to hear that.
So yeah.
You
for you, Mel.
we'll save that topic for you.
we'll chat more. But yeah, man, I mean, it's crazy. I'm here and, you know, nothing's changed, actually. I'm not going to lie. Everything kind of looks the same. The weather.
The studio's still the same.
The weather in New York, it's finally getting better.
It's really nice today, actually. It's probably the hottest day I think I feel like people are out in shorts. I'm in a tank top, just walking around in flip-flops, man. Yeah. There's nothing like New York summer, though.
No, nothing like it.
New York City summer.
Really, there's nothing like
outside
it.
Outside of the hot, sweaty subways and the smells that come with that, it's beautiful.
Lots of free things to do.
Yes.
Everyone looking beautiful. Yeah. Everybody.
Exactly. What else you got on us?
What was I going to ask? So, have you listened to the Drake album yet?
I have.
I have not. So, you could...
It's...
My girl likes it.
It's aight. It's aight. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like... I feel as though I'm not the demographic for it. So, this kind of happened too with...
Demographic, 17 to 25-year-old female.
It kind of happened too with, like, what do you call the... Not a What a Time to... Yeah, What a Time to Be Alive, right? None of those songs really jumped out to me in the beginning. I listened to it and I was like...
Jumpman. Oh, you're talking about the Drake
future,
actual album.
Yeah, the Drake and the Future album, right? So I was kind of like, okay, you know, it's okay. It's nothing that I'm like clinging to every lyric and every song that's out there. But it grew on me. It eventually was like, okay, that's a banger. That's a banger. That's another one. And I get into these little like ratchet moments where I start liking a lot of songs that have absolutely no like... I don't know, nothing substance-wise.
Right.
I feel like I have a playlist right now that's completely just ratchet music that I don't even know why I'm listening to it, but it gets me going.
It gets you hyped up. Ratchet music. Yesterday, I was driving back late night from Brooklyn, and I was listening to Hot 97. I'm like, I can't listen to any of this shit right now. I really can't. It was just like, I don't know what half of these people are saying.
Well, this song is like the popular song right now, I feel, as though. Nope. This one.
Oh, yeah, this is... You know who produced this song?
Who?
Wizkid. He's actually a Nigerian artist.
Oh, yeah, featuring Wizkid, yeah.
Wizkid. This song is good.
This good. Yeah. I like this one, too. Into that,
it's like Caribbean vibes. Yeah, I mean, it works.
It's good.
One thing I'm gonna say about Drake's beeped up. But Drake, when you beep up like that, the minute you stop, man, you go from beefy to fat.
He's gonna be actually on Saturday Night Live.
I saw the commercial with him and that the chick. I forgot her name.
Oh yeah,
she made him sit on her lap.
Yeah, I like this song too.
Who's this with?
Kent Jones.
I actually need to get... How'd you get this album? Did you buy it?
I did the purge and signed up to Apple Music. Shout out to Apple.
Oh, okay.
Shout out.
Can you get me on Spotify? I might have to do it.
I'ma show you that where you from. No matter to me. She said, hola, come on, star. She said, konnichiwa.
Oh, I heard this one. She said, konnichiwa. I said, Sold.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I think Joel would like this. Yeah. This is another dumb one, but I think I sent it to you on the on YouTube just so you know what's going
on. Yeah, you did.
So
So do you think Drake is pretty much the hottest thing in the game right now? Like in terms of artists?
You know, I think I guess he's just the Jay-Z of this era. I feel like I can't really say anything about it. He's got the pop hits and he's got the street cred for whatever that's worth.
No,
he put Meek Mill into a casket.
Yeah, he did. He really did. Are Meek and Nicki done?
No, they're still tight. I think. I haven't seen. I don't really care for the relationships that Meek Mill has or doesn't have with Nicki. But I don't know. I think he has. I think who else could combat Drake in what he's delivering right now from a music standpoint as well as just pop, you know, pop culture?
Nobody. I mean, I think lyrically people could take it to Drake, but I think in terms of like a full body of music album hits,
yeah,
it's him. And then, you know, this guy's acting. He's all over the place. He's, you know, Raptor games. He's
yeah,
talking shit to Rodney Stuckey. He's
causing people to have 5-second violations.
Yeah, and he's also sleeping with Rihanna. I mean,
I don't know if Rihanna's like with Leo DiCaprio. Leo's doing other things with other.
Speaking of Leo DiCaprio, my in-flight movie, I saw The Revenant.
I haven't seen it. No spoilers, please.
I mean, I'm not gonna spoil anything, but pretty much people have already talked about.
Is it good?
Oh, it's so good, and I saw it on a bullshit 12-inch screen. I would definitely see it on a big screen if it's still, you know, it's not playing anymore. But if you go to some,
you can purchase it now. So
yeah. I saw it at the store, but like it is very well done. I mean, did he deserve best? So I saw two movies on the plane that were in the conversation for best movie, and it was The Revenant,
yep,
and Birdman. And Birdman, I thought, you
wait,
know.
Wait, Birdman was still.
Wait, that was last year?
That's been a while.
Well, good to show you. I see my movies on planes. But The Revenant was good, yeah. And Tom Hardy, what an asshole he is in that movie, but he did a good job.
I love Tom Hardy as an actor. He's solid.
Yeah, and his range. He has range, actually.
Yeah. He can get jacked up and do a superhero movie, he can do a fighting movie.
Yeah.
So that's good, man.
Yeah.
Did you see Civil War yet?
No, but they're actually playing it in Nairobi. Like, we get movies at the same time. I want to.
Son, Black Panther, dope in that movie.
So Black Panther, the comic book, is being written by Ta-Nehisi Coates, the guy who wrote Between the World and Me.
Yeah.
And
Ryan Coogler, what's his last name? He's directing it.
Yeah, so...
first Black...
Shout out to Ryan Coogler, who I met in Nairobi and tried to get him on one of our podcasts. He gave me the email to his publicist, which is his brother.
Nothing.
It's all good, Ryan. Still love you, though.
And Michael B. Jordan, I heard, just joined the cast, I heard.
Of Black Panther.
Yeah, apparently. Wow. So this is going to be, like, one of the best Marvel movies to come out. And I really enjoyed, like, the black excellence of it. You know, like, you know, Wakanda, they made it seem like it was, like, next level place to be.
Yeah.
they're highly highly intelligent individuals, and they have, like, a rich history. So I think they could do so much with this movie moving forward. Yeah.
And, like, back to meeting Ryan Coogler. It's just cool to meet someone who's doing great work like that, and they're so down to earth.
He's, like, young, isn't he?
He's young as hell.
He's, like, our age?
Just about our age. Yeah. Maybe like a year or two younger. But, you know, I think... Maybe because when we were younger, we just thought that celebrities were kind of in this bubble.
Right.
But he was just kicking it in Nairobi. But no, I'm going to try and cast Civil War. It's all about it. Even if I go by myself.
Yeah, I'd go see it again. No joke. That movie was so good. It was one of those things where it's like, you know, there's obviously post-credits scene, so you stick around for that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave. I wanted to be like on a roller coaster when you get out and you're like, I don't want to go again.
Did you pick sides?
Yeah.
Well, don't tell. I want to see it. I wonder who I would pick.
Well, when I went in, I know the story from the comic book, so I kind of understood where they were supposed to go with it. I was Team Cap all the way.
Yeah. Love you, Cap.
Love you, Cap.
But I just want to see all the cameos. Like, you know, I know Spider-Man's in it. I think I'm going to try and make time to see it.
My embargo on not talking about it, so I saw it last week when it came out, is... It's almost going to be lifted. So y'all haven't seen it yet. To all my friends, I may start spoiling things for you.
Spoiling everything
because I can't keep it in. It's been so good.
Speaking of spoilers, I'm not going to spoil anything. But shout out to Robin, another former Malloy boy, who's been hooking it up with Games of Thrones. Oh my god, yo. Do you ever watch that show?
Nah.
Yo.
I tried.
Yo, I know you tried. You need to give it another shot. It is.
Ooh, it's going to be so hard now. How many seasons are we in?
Six. Ugh. It is one of the best shows I have ever seen.
If you can convince Vanessa to watch it with me, I couldn't get past
that. Vanessa, come on, Ma. Watch that shit. It's great.
Because you know how much I have to watch and binge in order to catch up? Like, this is going to be a summer's worth of binging.
So my cousin's starting to watch it, and he's just been burning through the first season. But speaking of my cousin, not that I'm going to talk about him, but we can talk about something. Back to NBA again. Look, I'm tired of people. Like, we all hate. Everyone hates. There are no people who just don't hate. But people need to stop hating on the Golden State Warriors. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a fan of the Golden State Warriors, but they clearly are amazing. And
Steph is on another level.
Another level.
I sprain MCL, potential ankle issues, score 17 in overtime.
But like cross, 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 splash.
Dive for the ball, pass it back out, get it back, hit a three.
Yeah, but if you enjoy the game of basketball, you have to be able to sit back and be like, what this dude is doing, I have never seen in my life.
Well, I feel like the old timers are just complaining because it's not the same style of basketball, you know?
Get over that shit.
It's like, it's whatever. Things evolve. Like, that's the point of evolution, right? The game has to evolve to be more entertaining, and this is the style it is this day, and he is just excelling at it.
You know, but it just gets me mad. Like, you know, I don't particularly like LeBron James. I think he's a cornball. I think he's a diva. But the way he plays basketball is amazing. So yeah. I'm going to give that to him, you know.
Did you catch his comment about Steph?
Man, why don't you work on your hairpiece, LeBron?
Yeah, he just needs to shave it off.
All of it off.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
I'm sure it costs a lot of money, too.
He is not one to worry about money.
No, he's not. But like,
he could buy the richest hair on the planet.
He has a lot of money, but he drives a Kia.
Yeah, keeping it real.
He really does. I appreciate that. LeBron's about that money. Yeah. LeBron will drive a Kia. He'd be like, yep, how much you paying me? I'll drive that shit around.
It's not like that's his only car.
No. He probably abuses that car, though. Like, burnouts. Test his transmission to see what's really good. Show me what you got, Kia.
Yeah, let me tell you how much life as an adult hurts. The other week I was out in Montauk. I had to do some wedding stuff out there. As we're driving, so I got my parents with me. I got Vanessa's mom with me and Vanessa, and we got this whole weekend planned to just do wedding stuff, right? My freaking brakes, like, weared out to the point where it was metal on metal.
You get it fixed right away?
Well, I had to set an appointment, and it took about a week for me to get that, you know? And basically, I had to dish out $1,500
for your brakes.
Because I had to get new brake pads. I had to get new rotors. It was metal on metal. I grinded. Son, being an adult sucks.
It does sometimes.
Man.
It
like,
really does.
I didn't need that $1,500 hit. No. It just boom down there.
Speaking of being an adult, shout out to Sally Mae, who reminds me every day that I have to be an adult.
You know, it's like, hey, here's some unexpected expenses that you just got to pay for, and I hope you're cool with that.
I hope you just dish it out. There you go.
And the funny thing, too, is like the day before I took it in, I'm like putting my wedding budget together to make sure that we're all good. I'm the ass helping out. I'm like,
carrying the one.
I'm like, we're good. We're real tight. Like, we could skip out on like this month. I think we're even better. All of a sudden, this comes
You're
out.
In the bathroom, putting the old bars of soap together to make one new bar.
One giant bar.
Perfect. We can just get by. We'll get by.
We'll get by. It's all good. Yeah. You know, one TP at a time.
I know. But let me ask you, though. So, like, when you're real tight, when you're saving money, you know, I'll tell you how I do it. When you go, like, where is the place where you, like, you just lose yourself, like...
Where I just spend without thinking?
Yeah, where you like, okay, I'm going to budget this. We're going to turn the lights off. No more premium gas. you know, I'm going to...
You know, I think... Well, when we were doing, like, the whole wedding budget, we knew it was going to be tight, but we knew there was a way that we could still live our lives the way, you know, we did. For one thing, when Vanessa started doing the nutrition plan... Our grocery bills went crazy high just because, like, we're buying all this, like, healthy shit.
Yeah, it's a shame it works that way.
You know, but on the flip end side, and I've been decent about it. I've been slipping a little bit, but because we're buying so much food, I've been bringing food to work instead of purchasing food, right? Yeah. So, like, you spend in the city somewhere between $10 to $11 on lunch every day, right? You cut that out, that's $50 a week right there, you know? And then if you're not buying food, too, at dinner time, like, you're not ordering Seamless, shout out to Seamless. If you want us to sponsor you, we can. that's another $13 you're probably saving, you know? Yeah. And that adds up. So I think where we splurge, where we could probably do better is if I don't purchase lunch or do that. But you know, it was her birthday this past Wednesday, so we went out to dinner, and you know, you can't live life to the point where you're just not enjoying it.
Agreed.
You know, like,
agreed.
Take a hit every now and then, but you know, don't go too crazy.
No. Speaking on the food, so that's one thing about Kenya. The food is, the groceries are inexpensive just compared to here. Not that it's just like cheap food. And it does make me eat, like, bring my lunch to work more often. But going out to eat for lunch, it's just so cheap. It's crazy.
So what do they have out there? So is it like, because over here we got delis that we just have, like, sandwiches or whatever. We could do salads. Like, what's their choice of, like?
So it caters to different audiences. Mm-hmm. So, like, if it caters to, like, locals, there's, like, canteens pretty much where it's, like, small restaurants either, like, at an establishment or an area outside where someone will, like, pitch some sort of makeshift tent and cook.
All right.
So there's those two options. And then there's, like, other places where you need a little more if you want to spend some more. So there's this coffee house called Java House, which is kind of like Starbucks meets...
It's like Starbucks adjacent.
But it's like Starbucks and I want to say, like, TGI Fridays had sex. And they made a child and it's Java. So you get coffee and then they also, like, have lunch, like salads and whatever. That's that. You know, when I first got there, before I started working, I was always at Java House. They were getting my money. Shout out to Java House. But then there's, like, the canteens where for, like, $3 you can eat well.
Right.
Yeah. And, well, like, you know, $3 here is 300 Kenyan shillings.
Right.
So it works. It works. Right.
Do you have halal food out there?
They don't have halal food.
I had that yesterday for lunch.
Halal guys?
Yeah.
White sauce?
Extra white sauce. A little bit of hot sauce. Yeah.
That hot sauce is crazy. That shit will kill you.
I was sweating yesterday. I had halal sweats.
Yeah, no. But that's the thing about New York or the States, man. You could just eat so much unhealthy food in such a short amount of time.
I was actually thinking about just quitting and starting my own Filipino food truck and just go around the city.
Good. Jeepney. Shout out to Jeepney.
Yep, Jeepney.
They had really good burgers. I went to that burger contest.
Did you get a chori burger?
This is whatever they were giving out for free. It probably was a chori burger. Because it was just like a...
The chori burger is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. It's got the banana ketchup on it.
Wow.
Woo! Yo, if you guys out there have not had Filipino food, can you find a Filipino friend to just, like, befriend for a little, you know, and have their mom cook for you?
It's actually a bad idea. I always overeat at your parents' house. Your parents are like, eat.
You will never leave hungry, man. No. They will cook up a meal from scratch if they have to, just to make sure that you leave feeling good.
Speaking of the Philippines, you guys have a new president, don't you?
Yeah, there's been a lot of chatter on my Facebook feed from my family who's just still out there. And it's almost as divisive as the Trump situation here in the U.S. Like, there's people out in the Philippines who literally are, like, it's such a different world. It's a third world country. So politics, they are huge out there because it can affect things in such a huge way. Like, and I don't know what the potential of a Trump presidency could do for this country. It scares the shit out of me, but it's different in a third world country. If they, and I'm speaking very unaware and uninformed about the Philippine situation. I only see what, you know, my family puts on their posts and they're biased to a certain degree. So I'll caveat all that. But, you know, it's poverty and then there's middle class. And not even middle class. It's just, I guess, middle class is rich, right? Like, there's no middle ground.
Right.
There's, like, we could go there.
The haves and the have-nots.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We go there and we are the haves and we can live life beautifully, you know? And then you have the people who are literally living in huts.
Yeah.
You know? And that's not good, you know? So it affects things in a much dramatic way. Yeah,
it's funny. So my news, whenever I listen to news now, when I'm walking to work, I listen to the 5-minute NPR thing just to stay on course. And they talk about the Filipino elections, but they were talking about this guy and I forgot his name, but they were comparing one of the candidates to Trump.
Yeah.
But I think now, everywhere now, Trump is going to be kind of like, oh, well, this guy's just like Trump. Like, he's become this dude where it's like this extreme crazy guy. Oh, just like Trump. And you just get an idea. Oh, well, this guy must be a lunatic.
Yeah.
But speaking of middle class, that's the cool thing about Kenya.
I think it's Duterte Rodrigo. No.
You gotta pronounce that, homie. That's all you.
Yo, true story. When I went to the Philippines when I was 95, so 20 years ago, 21 years ago, I thought I was slick with my Tagalog, and I said,
shut down.
Oh man, I started talking, and this woman just ripped me apart. She's like, America, America. And it made me never speak the language again because I was traumatized.
Nah, you gotta force it, man. Some of my coworkers are from France,
yeah.
So I'm speaking a lot of French, and sometimes it's a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But you just got spit that shit. Oui. But back to Kenya.
Yep.
The cool thing about Nairobi in Kenya, there is a strongish middle class.
Okay.
So I never feel like if wherever I go to Haiti or something or anywhere else, like when I whip out my wallet, I always get nervous. Because, you know, I'm like this dude whooping out wads.
Yeah.
But in Kenya, you know, it's just there's a more of a middle class. So I never feel like I'm showing out, you know.
Okay.
Which is what makes it really cool. It doesn't feel like I'm like in this place that is just poverty struck. I mean, there's definitely poor people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I just feel like I blend in a lot better because I'm just doing what everyone else is doing.
Right.
And I throw them off. Like, they don't know. I'm like, what is this dude? Is he Kenyan? No. And they start speaking Swahili to me, and then I'm like, sorry. I speak American.
How do they react to Americans out there?
You know, they're fine. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, are you voting for Donald Trump? I'm like, no. But
can you vote? Did you do a ballot?
I can do an absentee ballot. I can, so, you know, I'm...
Honestly, I don't really like any of the potential candidates.
Neither do I.
I'm just like...
Yeah.
I'm just going to ride it out.
Yeah,
I'm going to ride out the next 4 years. Whichever way it goes.
But isn't it crazy? I don't like any... I don't like any of them. None of you motherfuckers.
No. It's just the lesser evil.
But think about it. You know, like, remember when we were in high school, we were very much about the elections.
Yeah.
And then, you know, after that, you just start voting.
Yeah, you just start
voting. And now I'm just like, I don't like none of you motherfuckers.
I just remember 8 years ago when Obama got elected. How many people who are such right-wing conservatives on my Facebook just said some of the, like, I fear for our country. I think it's going to, like, God, I pray every night now because we're just going to go through the shitter and all this other stuff. Like, that's now how I feel. Like, so now I know how they felt.
Every day I pray for you, but whatever.
I think he did a swell job.
Well, we're about to see what's going to happen. It's going to be interesting November. Say the least.
Yeah, I'm gonna ride it out. Like, yeah, I said, at least you're gonna be two of those years. You're gonna be in Kenya, so you don't have to worry too much.
Yeah, but we'll see. Good job, America. But no, America's cool. You are so, America.
So,
you are
so
America.
Proud of you.
You are America.
America. Let's get all politics.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I mean, it's just so quick. It's just crazy, man. And people are like, oh, man, it's been so long. It's been 8 weeks since I've been...
I felt like it's been so much longer.
Has it been March? The beginning of March, I bounced. And,
March, April. Yeah, you're right. It's been 8 weeks.
But it's cool, man. I'm really happy to be back. And, you know, it's just crazy trying to pack everything in.
You're going to have to step up your game, though, in wardrobe style when you get back there.
Yeah. Oh, God. I ordered so many things. I'm coming for you, Kenya. I came in there, man. I was just like, yo.
Trying to be low key.
Oh, fuck that.
not too much. Nope. Not too much. Now you got this.
But it's funny. My dad and I have the same name. So I've been getting all these things at the house and he's just opening all my mail. I'm like, no, it's not for you. Give me those shoes back. My mom was like, make sure you don't name your kid Joel. It's horrible.
It's horrible. Like, Joel the third.
Yeah, no.
J3.
But no, I'm ready, man. Even my girl, she's been ordering a ton of stuff. Both of us came in there looking earnest as hell. And we're just like, I see you, Kenya.
So, all right. I think we got to start wrapping it up for this week. But for the future of MI-83, I want to give a little heads up. Because Joel is going to be living in Kenya, it's been very difficult for us to try and get this you know, pod up every other week. 7 hour difference is very difficult, but we'll do our best to do it.
Yeah,
I think off schedule for all of our Made in 83 listeners, just a heads up, subscribe on you know, your app for pods, because this is going to be a special limited edition style podcast
in the gold box.
Yeah, so it's going to come up very sporadically, and we don't want you to miss out on our pods. The other pods, from the 4-point play to Status Complicated to Global Citizens, will be more of a regular schedule. We fell off a little bit in the last 2 weeks, but we're going to get right back into the right schedule. And as far as Joel is here, we'll do as much as we can to kind of give you some stuff together. But I might look for something to do, because the 4-point play is my only thing right now. And I know Joel already has the Global Citizens podcast with – shout out to the new co-host to that.
Jabari.
Doing
Jabari what Inspires.
There you go. And, you know, we got some sponsors now, which is really great. And crazy. Shout out to all the sponsors. And hopefully, you know, tell your friends and subscribe. Check us out on mi83network.com. All the MI83 social media, Snapchat. You can follow Joel on his
JOWAY25 Snapchat.
Yep, he's doing
Twitter.
He's showing his life out there. So if you're interested in what Kenya looks like
and yeah.
what he's doing,
see me on my lunch break.
It's quite entertaining, actually. So that's my special news and updates. It's been a good time to reconnect with Joel, and we'll do one more before you head out.
Sounds good, man.
All right, man. Peace out, everybody.
Peace.